My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We got game two coming up in almost 4 hours there, just under 4 hours in New York. Guardians down 1-0. It is time to get that first win if they can. This would be the great one to get it. To talk about this game, to talk about this series, we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in Major League Baseball and sports. Every single week, Brett Boone joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Brett. How you doing, bud? Hey, we're going to try that again.
One more time. Brett.
Gotcha.
There we go.
I lost you for a minute. Yeah, you kind of went out. So.
It was kind of like game one for the Guardians.
Just lost you, yeah.
That's right. Well, block a ball. Don't let the ball go to the backstop. You're not out of the game.
So this is interesting because this was a debate in game one on Guardians Twitter, which was it on Cantillo or was it on Bo Naylor? Did you put those pass balls more on Bo Naylor?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I did I think, and it's not me, I don't tweet that often, but I'm just watching the game. And as the game progresses, yeah, a lot of positive things are happening in the game of baseball. I'm relatively an old school guy as far as, you know, when I played, it was like this, but I'm also open to progressing the game. It's getting to the point with me with the catching situation and the one knee, and I understand the concept behind it. You put yourself in the best position as a catcher to steal pitches, to frame pitches for the strike zone. But when does it become a detriment? You know, runner on third, that ball cannot go to the backstop. We cannot have a run score in that position. And it seems in today's game, and I'm not singling out Bo Naylor, it happens consistently throughout the game because everybody emphasizes framing pitches over blocking balls. I think there's a lot of negatives to that. In a big game with a runner on, especially with a pitcher that their out pitch is maybe to bounce a split, to bounce a slider, to get a chase, balls start going to the backstop. You just took a weapon away from your pitcher on the mound. He can't go there because he doesn't trust the outcome with the situation. And I'm watching it last night and I'm on a trip and my dad's here who, you know, caught for years and years. And I can't even listen to him. He goes crazy with the catching nowadays and how they get on one knee and not the classic traditional catching position. But I watched it last night and I just thought two balls went to the backstop and scored two runs and it's first and third situation. And we're in the same position again. I said, if another ball hits the dirt and it goes to the back, when do we make an adjustment? And it's just me being the ultimate critic on the outside. You know, I'm on the media side now, so that's my job, is to critique. But for me, it blows my mind. I understand all the changes in the game, and some of the changes are to the positive. And as life goes on, you know, we find out better ways to do things. I'm all for that, but you can't convince me right now that it's more important in that type of situation to steal a pitch than to block a ball.
Yeah, and then it happened again, too, where he tries to backhand it, and it's just the same thing over and over
again. And then again.
Yeah, and it's just like, what do you do if you're Steven Vogt in that situation, Brett? Do you wait until after the game, or is that a mid-game, like, hey, you gotta do this, you have a different approach here?
I mean, Vogt's closer to the game than I am. He just retired a few years ago. So I think it's a mid-game after the inning. It's like, hey, we got to see what we put our preference in. Are we going to block this ball here? Or are we going to steal this strike? You know, that's why I think less is more for the game. I don't like the changes. That being said, some of the changes that have made recently, I ended up really like them. I'm the ultimate pessimist going into the rule changes. But then, a couple of things, I go, yeah, it's better now. And I've always been against the automated strikes. And I said, no, I love the human element. It's been a part of baseball forever. I think it remains. But today, with the scrutiny on the umpires, the data we have, the unbelievable technology, the umpires are in an impossible position because you've got millions of fans sitting at home now with that little white box that are excellent umpires in their own mind, myself included. And if it's ever been a time for that automated strike zone, and I know the technology isn't perfect yet, but I'm being as old school as I am, I'm going to welcome the automated strike zone. And I think that'll get catching back to, let's not worry about stealing pitches now because it's on the computer. Let's get back to the fundamentals of blocking the ball when it's in the dirt. And I think you're going to see that with the automated strike zone. I don't know how soon it's going to come, but I thought I'd never be on board with it. I'm on board.
Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. The prevailing theory is that Steven Vogt was emphasizing game two, trying to save his high leverage guys until tonight. Is that a smart call? Just maybe playing for game two instead of trying to take game one when it was there?
Well, trust me, if you talk to Steven, he's not going to say we gave away game one. No, you want to win each and every game. I watched this Cleveland team. Back was against the wall with Detroit. You go down in that series 2-1, and you know who's waiting at the end if you get to game five, and that was Skubal. And I thought this is going to be a tough matchup for Cleveland if it goes to a game five. And lo and behold, you know, they slayed the giant. I think Skubal was above and beyond the aces in this postseason on both sides, both leagues, AL and NL. I think he was just a touch better than all the great aces that are in the postseason. And Cleveland, you know, they got it done when they needed to get it done against all odds against a guy like Skubal. So these guys have been back up. They're back against the wall before. They're a resilient team. It seems like all these postseason teams now have become really resilient. I think on the other side, I think of the New York Mets and how resilient they've been. So they got a tough one tonight in Cole. He's coming off a real good start, his last start. And two starts ago, he wasn't so sharp. You know, I was going over the Cleveland stats against Cole. There hasn't been much success in that Cleveland lineup with the exception of Ramirez. But Bybee in his own right's been great. I think he's just got over eight and two thirds in this postseason so far. Has only given up two runs, so the ball's in good hands with Bybee. I think this is going to be a war. These two teams, I think it's going to go at least six, probably seven games. So tonight's as good as any. But you go down 2-0 right now, even though it is a seven game set. Man, you got a lot. That's going to be a heavy lift for them to overcome going down 2-0. So I look at tonight as you kind of need to get a win tonight if you're Cleveland.
Well, Yankees fans are hard to please, as you know. And your brother, it was a 5-2 game. You got the win. It should be sunshine and roses and happiness. And I tune into New York radio and I hear what people are saying, and they didn't like the back end bullpen decision there, using Weaver as much as they did, and then using Hill instead, and not going to his true 7-8-9. What'd you make of your brother's job last night?
He did a great job, and a win's a win. You're never going to win in New York. Part of me loved that part of when I was a player, going to New York, going to the Bronx, because these fans are so irrational, but that's what makes them great. is if you don't win the World Series in four games, you are the worst. Fire everybody. where that's kind of the only franchise that holds their team up to that high of expectation. But that's what makes New York, New York. You know, a win's a win. And I talked to Aaron quite a bit about this. When you sign on the dotted line to be the skipper of the New York Yankees, you know what comes with that. And if you ever win a championship, you have the key to the city for the rest of your life, but it's going to be a bumpy road on the way because you're not allowed to lose a game. It goes day to day, week to week on whether you should be fired or whether you should be put in the Yankees Hall of Fame. So he knows that's the nature of the business. That's the nature of managing in the Bronx, and he's used to it by now. But a win's a win. So as much as I have to have a clear head, take the brother cap off when I'm being analytical about these playoff breakdowns, of course, in the back of my mind, yeah, I want my little brother to win. But at the same time, when I break it down, I've got to decide, you know, do I think they're going to win? I'm pretty surprised that the Yankees are in this good of a position at this stage of the game. But this postseason, as you guys have been watching, there's just twists and turns that I never expected. KC Royals, never expected them to be there. Detroit, I didn't expect them. The Mets, how great they've played down the stretch. I didn't even expect these teams to be in the postseason, let alone get to the next round. So it's been a great postseason. I think we got a lot of great baseball to come, and I'll be checking it out tonight, see if the Guardians can get a win, even this series up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brad, I got to ask you, because on the opposite side of this, we've got A-Rod and Derek Jeter on national television getting paid to say this is the easiest path the Yankees have had to a championship in a decade. I'll be honest, fans didn't like it here. Do you think it is a fair thing to say that this is the easiest path the Yankees have had to a championship?
Well, you know, I caught a little bit of that. I think A-Rod said that, and then Jeter kind of looked at him like, it's never easy, you know, because Derek probably has more, you know, more experience than anybody. I think he's got five rings, so he would know the easy path. You never take anything for granted at this stage of the game. Anything can happen. And just as an analyst, I sit here and I watch these games. And since I've been doing this the last two or three years, I get to the postseason. Man, I break it down. I look at the numbers. I let my eyeballs put my eyes on games and see what I see, tendencies. And I'm blown away every year. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming. So if anybody sits there and says, oh, this is an easy pass, well, you got to realize there's an entertainment part segment to what they do. They got to say something flashy and you know, get some headlines. But at the same time, I think the player in Alex and the player in Derek Jeter, they know how hard it is, and you take nothing for granted. This Cleveland team's a great team. Back end of the bullpen's as good as anybody in baseball. The only team I thought rivaled them was the San Diego Padres, and now they're out of the tournament. So now I think Cleveland, one thing they have superior to anybody in this postseason is that bullpen. That's their strength. They can shorten games like nobody else in the postseason, and that's the goal, is to get a couple runs on the board and hand it to that bullpen. And Bibby's the guy tonight. I think they have a good chance going 1-1 tonight. But we'll see. Nothing would surprise me in this postseason anymore.
Yeah, Brett, they got to get the bats going, though. And one of those key pieces is Josh Naylor, who's not had a really – hasn't had a good past 30 days or so. And when you watch his at-bats
– either Naylor, real quick there.
That's true. But Josh Naylor in particular is just – when you watch his bats, he's just flailing at the plate. And it's just – it's nowhere close. What would you do if you're Stephen Vogt to either ignite that? Would you consider benching him for a game? Or would you just say he's been good for the whole season, we got to ride this out?
I think so. And he's one of your main guys. You know, with Ramirez, he's the number two power threat that you had and you've had in that organization for the past few years. You know, you look over to the Yankee side, Soto's doing his job. But right now, you know, Aaron Judge is getting a lot of blowback. Here's probably, well, pretty much unanimously is going to be the most valuable player in the American League. And he's struggling. He's struggling in this postseason, you know, hitting 130. Now he's on base percentage is 350 because he's Aaron Judge and he's going to get on base, hit a sac fly last night. That's sometimes a sacrifice fly is a huge thing for an offensive player when you're not feeling it. So as much as the Yankees need to get Aaron Judge going, these bats, and especially in Naylor, who's probably to Ramirez, is your number two guy. You've got to have him. But no, it's not a situation where you bench him. Where do you go from there? Stephen Kwan, on the other side, you know, he's the guy at the top of that lineup, I think. There's two guys in the postseason that the leadoff position was imperative, and that was Arise with San Diego and Kwan, just because they extend the at-bats. He's leading off the game last night, I think. He led off the game with a 7 or 8 pitch at-bat. That really sets it up for those 2, 3, 4 guys. I'm telling you, by hitting in my day when I hit 3rd, 4th, and 5th, man, having a leadoff hitter that could let me see everything this pitcher's got to offer, it's really an advantage. Kwan's doing a great job doing that, but you're right. Naylor's got to get it going, but at this stage, it's not even a question, I think, to whether you bench him or not. You ride out your guys, especially your stars.
I got to say, because you are a third-generation baseball player here, you and your brother both, I got to get your take on this. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift last night. And I mean, Travis is from Cleveland. He's wearing neutral colors. Can we agree that he basically turned his back on Cleveland?
Disgusting, Brett.
And if your dad wants to hop in on this one as well, because it's such a big thing.
he's playing a piece. He's politically correct. He's going to be in the middle. Yeah, you're right. Turning his back on Cleveland, but the Yankee fans will kind of like that. So I don't know. The Kelce thing, the Kelce Swift, that saga, that ongoing thing, I really don't pay much attention to it. I know he's a great football player, but other than that, I don't pay too much attention to the Kelces.
He's a tight end. He can't say he's 6'5". Listen, I know New Yorkers are a little bit arrogant and think they can fight anyone.
Can't fight Travis Kelce.
You're not fighting 6'5", 270-pound Travis Kelce or 6-foot-tall, 100-pound Taylor Swift either. Like, that's 12 feet of human.
That's too much. That's too much to overcome.
Brett Boone, I made myself laugh. That's all that matters. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what's the thing today? If game one was about, you know, don't beat yourself, and you did, the thing that takes home the game tonight for the Cleveland Guardians?
Well, it'll be interesting. If Cole pitches the way he did last time, it's going to be tough sledding. Anytime you get into a postseason game with the ace for the other team on the hill and he pitches his game, you've got to find a way to manufacture run. That's why in the postseason, I always love the team that's loaded up with great starting pitching. That usually prevails in the long run. So if he's got his good stuff tonight, man, they're going to have to claw and find a way to get a lead. Hopefully, Bibee gives them a chance, gets into the middle of the game, and can hand it to that bullpen. But if Cole's on his game, and the thing about Cole is he finished the season great. He pitched into the ninth inning twice, last two of the regular season. But then the first round of the playoffs, game one, he was really rusty. He didn't look good. He got out of there, I think, five innings with three earned runs, but it could have been worse. They got him out of there in time. He comes back a game later, and I'm thinking, wow, is it going to be the Cole that finished the season, or is it going to be the Cole in game one? Well, it was the Cole that finished the season. So if Cole's on his game tonight, they've got their work cut out for him. It's going to be a battle, and find a way to manufacture runs. The one thing about Cole, and he's been infamous for this, is he gives up a home run. He will give up the home run. And Cleveland, Naylor or Ramirez, you know, Fry and Thomas had the big homers in the last round of playoffs. Somebody pops a home run, and he's very vulnerable to that. That's what's got to happen tonight. I think, I don't know, he's got some sort of streak going in the last game that he had given up so many home runs in the postseason, 13 or 14 straight games. So that's the key. He's as good as Cole is and a Cy Young Award winner in 2023. He's always been a vulnerable to the long ball. So he's still going to be vulnerable tonight, even if he's got his good stuff. He has a tendency to give him up. So they got to get to him. They got to get to him. Bybee's obviously got to be really good for Cleveland, and he has been. He's been kind of their go-to guy. So just get it to that bullpen in the middle of the game, and I think that's when Cleveland gets the advantage. Get into the middle of the game with a tie or winning position. That always gives advantage, Cleveland.
Brett, it's been an advantage of ours that you've been on with us throughout this entire Guardians postseason journey. I think we're going to be back again next week, but really great stuff. Enjoy the trip, and we appreciate you, bud.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brett Boone there, who wanted nothing to do with the Travis Kelce take. I gave it to him. I understand not everything can be shared here. Brett on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.